Philip Semper, PNF, these are the current today's date is 03-17-2022. Dictation is form is Diane Miller. Miller spells M-I-L-L-E-R. Diane spells D-I-A-N-E. Date of birth is 08-10-1963. She's a 58-year young lady here for a follow-up period. Patient says she was here on 03-12-2022. Had physical exam and labs drawn. Is here to in response to abnormal labs, period, next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to labs. Visit, no changes, period, next paragraph. Physical exam, she's a correction. Review of systems, all systems were reviewed and were negative, period, next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented. No acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air, blood pressure 120 over 84, pulsated respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period, next paragraph. HENT, normal, next paragraph, neck full range, motion, or rigidity, no meningeal signs, period, next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, next paragraph. Cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period, next paragraph. Abdomen, distended secondary to obesity, no guarding. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, period, next paragraph. Extremity, she bear weight well, with no antalgic gait. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerve suit 10, normal motor and sensory functions, normal, mood and effect, normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is diabetes type 2. Poorly controlled. Patient states that she has been out of her medication for several months. labs reveal glucose at 260. A finger stick in the clinic reveals finger stick at 307. Patient was offered emergency room visit to have her blood or sugar control. She declined. She said she will take her medication when she get on period. Next. Next diagnosis is vitamin D deficiency. Patient was given prescription for vitamin D3. 50,000 units. She would take one daily. One weekly for 90 days. Next assessment number 3, medication refill. Patient requests refill of diazepam that she takes for anxiety. She was given diazepam, 10 milligrams, one daily for 30 days, number 30-30. Our prescription for diabetes type 2 was as follows. Jordan's 25 milligrams, 1 POQAM for 90 days, number 90. Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. She was strongly encouraged to take her medication, to go straight to the pharmacy and take her medication immediately because of her elevated glucose. However, her GAP is 16, and she denies polyuria, polydipsia. Nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, period. Next paragraph. Next, assessment hypertension, well controlled with current medication, lisinopril / HCTZ. Next, diagnosis, hypercholesterolemia. Lab work today reveal cholesterol was not done with this last set of labs. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none. End of the patient.